From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. The U.S. stands with Iranian anti-government protesters.
The Iranian people will determine their own destiny. And let there be no doubt whatsoever, the United States stands unapologetically with those in Iran who seek freedom for themselves.
That's United States Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley speaking at Friday's Emergency Security Council meeting. Requested by Haley, the meeting is happening now to discuss the competing pro- and anti-government demonstrations in Iran. Russia and other members of the UN Security Council have criticized the move, saying the protests are a domestic issue and do not involve threats to international peace and security. The unrest has left 22 people dead and led to the arrest of more than 1,000 others. Ambassador Haley took her turn at the meeting, saying the protests are something the world must take note of. She said anti-government protesters are fed up with their oppressive government.
If the founding principles of this institution mean anything, we will not only hear their cry, we will finally answer it. The Iranian regime is now on notice. The world will be watching what you do.
Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's visit to see French President Emmanuel Macron Friday was met with protests and criticism. Macron said after talks with Tayyip Erdogan at the Élysée Presidential Palace that they had disagreements about how they saw human rights.
J'ai donc soulevé en particulier le cas de l'université de Galatasaray qui pour moi
Macron said that he had raised the cases of specific journalists and members of Galatasaray University with Erdogan but declined to say which. Tayyip Erdogan defended the crackdown, saying that some of the journalists encouraged terrorism. This is VOA News. Japanese Defense Minister Itsunori Onodera on Friday sounded a note of caution about the planned talks between the North and the South of Korea, saying the North would continue developing its weapons program and Tokyo would remain vigilant.
North Korea goes through phases of apparent dialogue and provocation, but either way, North Korea is continuing its nuclear and missile development. We have no intention of weakening our warning and surveillance activity.
North and South Korea will hold official talks next week for the first time in more than 2 years after Pyongyang accepted Seoul's offer for dialogue, just hours after the United States and South Korea delayed a joint military exercise. Supreme Court judges Friday ruled against allowing ousted Catalan Vice President Oriol Junqueras out of jail while he is investigated for rebellion and other charges stemming from the restive region's recent drive for independence from Spain. In the decision, the judges said there was a risk that Junqueras might again commit crimes as there was no sign he intended changing his ways. Britain's Secretary of Defense, Gavin Williamson, said the fight against the Islamic State group had entered a new phase.
The dangers are far from over, but we've already shown what our nations can accomplish by working together. And today we pledge to build on that remarkable progress, to help put your proud nation back on the path towards peace, security, and prosperity.
Williamson expressed his government's commitment to continue working with the U.S.-led international coalition to chase down IS group fighters in Syria and beyond.
Today we underline our shared commitment to work with our coalition partners, hunt down their fighters, destroy their remnants in Syria and elsewhere, and win the war online.
He signed a statement of intent to invest $13.5 million to strengthen Iraqi counterterrorism. Last month, Iraq declared the defeat of the Islamic State group after more than 3 years of fierce fighting in northern and western Iraq. The United States is suspending security assistance to Pakistan's army until it takes decisive action against the Afghan Taliban and the Haqqani network. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert told reporters Thursday Washington was still working with Islamabad. The United States had put on hold a separate $255 million, which provides Pakistan the money to buy U.S. military equipment. I'm Liz Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.